Welcome to Rambaman, the Mayanei Project of Sichos in English. Today's shiur is in Hilchos Mechira, at the 27th chapter. Perek Shiva the Esrim, chapter 27, Halacha Aleph. Hamoicher es ha'sfina, if a man sells a ship. And he points out the ship and he's saying that I'm selling the ship. What is included in the sale? So the din is Mocher es ha'toiren, the mast is included in the sail. The mast is of course what holds the sails. There's ha'neis and the sail. There's ha'agonim and the anchors. Shalah of this ship is included. There's called ha'meshoiten ha'manehigenoisa and all of the oars that guide it. There's ha'kevesh and the ramp. V'askol and the ladder sh'olim behem l'sfina v'yodnala, that one would ascend the ship and descend from the ship. There's beis ha'mayim sh'beseicha and the water storage tanks. Avaloi macheres ha'bitzis, not included in the sale is the bitzis. What that is, v'hi ha'sfina ha'ktana, it's the small ship sh'olchem bo alamayim ha'krevim liyabosha, where they would use to go into the shallow water, which is near the dry land. Avaloi macheres ha'dugis, also not included in the sale is the dugis. V'hi ha'sfina ha'ktana, that's the small ship, sh'tzodim bo ha'malochim ha'sadogim, that the sailors used for fishing. And neither is included in the sale the slaves that work in it, and not the bags, the packing bags, and not the merchandise that might be in this ship. And if he said, if the seller says, he the ship and everything that's in it, I'm selling you, then all of these would also be included in the sale. Halacha base. If one sells a wagon, not included in the sale are the mules that are pulling the wagon. If they are not hitched to the wagon, if he sold the mules, not included in the sale is the wagon. However, it's understood that if the mules are hitched to the wagon and he sells the wagon, it is included in the sale of the wagon. If he sells the yoke, and the tzemed was a yoke that held together a pair of oxen. Loi macheres ha'bokar, and not included in the sale are the oxen. Macheres ha'bokar, if he sold the oxen. Loi macheres ha'tzemed, this doesn't include the yoke that holds them together. Afilu b'mkayim shukarim miktosim le'tzemed bokar, even if there are some people that they call when you talk about the tzemed, they mean also the oxen. Nevertheless, this does not include it in the sale. If we're talking about a sale, it would not include it in that sale. Halachi gimel, oil of one sells a yoke of an individual cow. And this was used to guide the cow, which is different than the tzemed, which we learned in halacha beis, which was for a pair of oxen. So the oil which is used to control the cow, so he sold the oil, he sold this yoke, macheres ha'parah, included in the sale is the cow. Commentators raise the question, well, when we learned before about the tzemed, it doesn't include the tzemed in previous halacha, it did not include the oxen. Here we're talking about the oil, for the cow it is included. And one commentator explains that when we're saying that it is included in the sale is when the yoke is on the cow. And when the yoke is on the cow, it's understood if he's selling the yoke, he's including the cow in it. And this is also understood in the previous halacha concerning the wagon, that if the mules are hitched to the wagon, he is selling the whole set, he's selling the wagon together with the mules. And the reason why in the previous halacha by tzemed, it wasn't included in the sale of the together, it wasn't included in that sale where there was no oxen included in the sale, it's because the oxen was not tied into the yoke. Macheres ha'parah, if he sells the cow, like macheres ha'oil, is not included in the sale is this yoke. Macheres ha'gol, if he sells the wagon, macheres ha'bokar, included is the oxen that pulls the wagon. Macheres ha'bokar, if he sells oxen, like macheres ha'gol, it's not included in it, is not included the wagon. And over here also the question is raised, and we're saying that we sell a wagon over here, included is the oxen, and before in the previous halacha, we were talking about the sale of a wagon, and we said the mules are not included. And over here also, this commentator wants to explain that over here, the reason why it's included in the sale of the wagon is because they were hitched to the wagon. Ve'ein hadami meraya, and money is not an evidence. In other words, you can't say, well, since he paid so much, so obviously included in the sale are owed to the animals. We say it's not a ra'i, it's not evidence. B'chol eil advarim, and all of these things are kriyotz b'hem, and in similar cases, and the Rambam, and later in Halacha Hey, will explain why. Halacha Dalit. V'chein, and likewise, ha-mocheres, ha-chamer, one who sells a donkey, mocheres, ha-mardas, included in the sale, is the saddle blanket. The sa'ukov and the saddle. Afa pishein and olov, even though they were not on the donkey at the time of the sale. But since these are the riding gear, it's included in the sale of the donkey. Avloi mocheres, ha-sach, however, ha-sach, however, not included in the sale, is the sack that the donkey uses, which it uses to hold packs, and not the woman's riding saddle, even if they were on the donkey during the sale. And this is because these things are not considered as being part and parcel of the sale of the donkey. Only riding gear is included, but things that are used to hold packs or to a special type and style of saddle is not included. Halacha, hey, ze'ein hadamim raya. And the price is no evidence of what the sale includes. And if he made a mistake, if there was an error, and he paid more money than he should have paid, so you shouldn't say that since he paid so much money, obviously he included other things in the sale. For example, if he paid so much money, he didn't only buy the donkey and the saddle, but he also bought all accessories that a donkey might need, and the same thing with the wagon. Or the other things that were spoken before, you cannot judge from the price. She'im toh, because if he made a mistake, b'chdei shahadas toya, a reasonable error, that is, we can understand and assume that the person really made an error, yesh le'eino, so the aggrieved party, the one who got the worst end of the deal, can use the din of eino, that if someone overpaid or underpaid for something, he can make a claim against the other, or be told, and sometimes this would entail cancellation of the sale. But this always, if it was a reasonable error, we can assume that it was an error in overpricing or underpaying. Like the din is, and the law is, when in all the dealings between a buyer and a seller. The However, if it was an error, which is an unreasonable error, normally a person wouldn't make such an error, and he's paying so much extra that we cannot assume that there's an error in price here, then we assume that we say that the sale is not cancelled. Shazam atono, because we assume that he's giving him a gift, that it's intentional that he's paying so much money for this item because he wants to give him a gift. Shazam atono, he's giving them his gift. Ein lei ela hachamayr, he only receives the donkey, b'lei sakim, and without the sacks. And the Rambam is just using this as an example, that we don't say since he paid so much extra that he should be given more than what the deal is, and we don't judge by the price, just the laws of Einar. If it's a reasonable mistake, we would say the laws of Einar would take effect. And if it is a mistake that is an exaggerating mistake, then we say that probably it's intentional and that it is a gift. The same is in all similar cases. We don't bring any evidence from the price. Halacha vav, hamoicheres hashifcha, who sells a female slave, machar kelim shaleh, also included in the sale are all clothing that she's wearing, afilu heimeya, even if they are 100. Avaloi machar hashedim, however, not included in the sale are the bracelets, v'loi hanazamim, and the nose rings, v'loi hatabos, and the rings, v'loi esakatalois, shebatavore, and not the necklaces. All of these are jewelry. The slave and the clothing she's wearing, that is included. The jewelry is not part and parcel of the slave. And if he told the buyer, shifcha, v'chol mashaleo, harichula mechurim, I'm selling you the female slave and everything that is on her, even if she is wearing articles which are 100 mana, it would also be included in the sale. Halacha Zayin. Ha'im elach avedif, one says to another, shifchumu beres animoi chalach, I'm selling you a pregnant slave. Paramu beres animoi chalach, I'm selling you a pregnant cow. Machaleis avalod, included in the sale, is the child that will be born. or the calf that will be born. Shivcha menikani moichalach. If he says, I'm selling you a nursing female slave. Parah menikani moichalach. I'm selling you a cow that is nursing. Loimacheres havolod. The young is not included in the sale. The child or the calf is not included in the sale. He's selling these for the milk. And a nursing female slave for somebody who needs. He has a child of some kind that needs to be nursed. And the same thing is with the cow. He wants a cow that can give milk. But this doesn't include the child at that time the cow or the slave is nursing. If he says, I'm selling you a donkey that's nursing, the baby donkey, the foal, is included in the sale. Because no one buys a donkey for its milk, and no one needs their milk. So therefore, if he terms the sale, that he's selling a donkey that's nursing, he obviously meant that he's including the sale, the donkey and the foal. Halachaches. Aim al chaveri. If one says to another, Roish eved ze, the head of this slave. Roish chamoy ze, the head of this donkey. Ani moichaloch. I'm selling to you. Hayze moichachetze. Included is half of the slave and half of the donkey. We don't say he's selling the head alone. We rather say that when he said the head, he meant the half of the donkey, or the half of the slave. The chain hadin b'chol eiver shanashoma tluya boy, and the same would apply. If it was any organ or limb that life depends on it, we say that since the life depends on that organ, or the life depends on that limb, then he meant to sell half, up to half of the animal, or half of the slave. If he said the yad eved zeh, the hand of that slave, or yad chamor zeh, or the hand of this donkey, ani moichalach, I'm selling to you the leg of the donkey, he says, I'm selling to you. Meshamnin oiseh, we try to assess it and the value of it as what work and how important it is in the labor of the slave or the donkey, that foot or leg, and that is what is that much percent of the value of the sale of the slave or animal is has been sold. And the same would be in every limb that the life is not dependent on it. Since life doesn't depend on it, we say that we can assess the value. If it's an organ, that life, or a limb, that the life depends on it, you cannot assess that alone. We say that up to half he's selling it. If he says, I'm selling the head of a cow, here's an exception. If he says he's selling the head of a slave, we say that it's up to half, because he's obviously not selling him the whole thing. He would have said, I'm selling you the slave. Since he said he's selling the head, and the life depends on it, so he's selling part. How much? We say half. But that's because the head itself it doesn't have any meaning to it. But the head of a cow, he sells, we say he sold the head alone. Because normally the head of a cow is sold at the butcher's. So therefore, when he says he's selling the head of a cow, he means the head alone, because it could be used later. After they slaughter it, who will receive the head that can be eaten. Halachatas. Mocheres haroish b'behema gasa, if he sells the head of a large cattle. Loi mocheres haraglayim, not included are the feet. Mocheres haraglayim, if he sold the feet, loi mocheres haroish, the head is not included. As we're going to see later, in certain animals, when they use the term head, they included also the feet. And therefore he's saying that the hema gasa, if it's a large cattle, like a cow, then it's not included in the sale. Mocher es akona, if he sells the windpipe, and that included also the lungs. Like mocher es akoveit, not included in that, is not included the liver. Mocher es akoveit, if he sells the liver. Like mocher es akona, the windpipe and the lungs are not included in that. Avul es hemadaka, however, if it is small cattle, like a goat or sheep. Mocher es aroish, if he sells the head. Mocher es aglayim, this also includes the feet. Mocheres aglayim, if he sells the legs, by mocheres aroish, that it doesn't include the head. Mocheres akone, if he sold the lungs, mocheres akovet, included in that would be also the liver. Mocheres akovet, if he sold the liver, he said, I'm selling you the liver, by mocheres akone, not included, the lungs are not included. If one sells a well, it doesn't include the water that is in the well. If he sells a dung heap, the dung itself is included in the sale. We don't say that the area is now for his use, but the actual dung that is found there is also included. If he sells a beehive, the bees are included in the sale. If he sells a nesting place for pigeons, the pigeons themselves is also sold and included in the sale. Halacha yudalaf. Al yoluz meinecho ha'ikon ha'godol b'dvarim elu. You should not forget, and it shouldn't be light in your eyes, the important principle in these laws. Shehu minik ha'medina, that is the custom of the land. V'ashemis ha'yiduim, and the known names, the yuchud, that was specified, the chol davar v'davar, for everything. Therefore, we go according to the custom of the place, and when they use a term, and the term that, what does donkey mean, or what does a head mean, or what does a wagon mean, all of these things we say according to what is customary and accepted, that is what is meant when one sells one of these objects. And only where there is no custom, v'lo shame, and not a name, shahakul oimim lo biyichud, that the people specify, v'lo shitov, not a name that's used as a general term for many things, it's a yichud, it's a specified name for that particular object, and there's no specific custom after that place, then we go according to these rules, shebeiru chachamim, that the chachamim, the sages, explained, and they said, that we learn in these halachas, k'mo shebiyanu, as we already explained. You have been listening to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichos in English. For further information, or to dedicate a shiur, call Sichos in English, area code 718-778-5436.